With the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen, and please welcome the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Mike, first home loss in 2 years. Nobody saw this coming. When you looked at the film, what things can you pinpoint on this game with the Lions?
Missed opportunities. I think it's important to acknowledge your opponent. I don't think you ever want to take anything away from them. I'm not here to make excuses, but they made more plays than we did. So we're focused on the things that we did do well, and more importantly, the things that we didn't. And it really comes down to fundamentals. I know as a coaching staff, that's where our frustration lies. For as much time and the effort that we put into, we take a lot of pride in having our players play at a high level of fundamentals. So we got to do a better job teaching, demanding, and we got to get it picked up here.
Mike, you're as disappointed as anybody with a three-game losing streak, but you're also the chief tone setter. How do you avoid or keep from getting down? Because surely you're as disappointed as anybody.
Well, just try to keep your minutes of sitting next to Lance Allen to a minimum.
Oh, nice.
But
I'm trying to pick you up.
I appreciate it. It's working.
Good. Got a smile on your face.
Yeah, definitely. It's good to be here. That's all I know. I mean, I'm a football coach. I get to do this for a living. I get to do it at the greatest sports organization in the world. So, I mean, those are the facts. I appreciate coming to work each and every day. I love the people I work with. So losing's hard. It makes you late for your TV show, just because things just get piled up anytime you lose a game or two. So, but you got to keep it in perspective. And we have another opportunity this week, a big opportunity in Minnesota. So I just stay focused on the journey, the immediate and the future. So, and it's kind of worked for me.
You had a kneel down at the before the half, but Mike, 9 consecutive punts, that's almost unheard of for an offense of your type. Is that a little head scratching for you?
Oh, it's disappointing. I think it reflects the inefficiency that we had too much of in the game against Detroit. So we've had a chance to review the tape with the players, make the corrections, and once again, as a coaching staff, we want to get the most out of our players. Our players are also sharing the disappointment. But it's a good group. I mean, they're resilient, they're tough, they battle, so and they have excellent work ethic. We just got to get the preparation higher, the level of preparation higher. As far as how the work week goes, I thought really going into the Detroit game was probably our best week of preparation as far as the on-the-field work. But obviously, it needs to be better.
Mike, special teams have been good this season pretty much throughout. But then start of the second half, allow a big kickoff return, 104 yards. You did recover an onside kick, but again, you missed the kick late in the game. How'd you look at the special teams as a whole against the Lions?
Well, Ron Zook says it all the time in his meeting. It's special teams, you don't get second down. You don't have third down. It's one play, and it's a play that can change the game. And, those are two plays that definitely could have changed the outcome of the game, and that's the reality of special teams. We had some hard lessons last year that we've learned from. I thought our special teams have played well throughout the first two games. Well, frankly, the last two games, we haven't played to the standard that we played in the beginning of the season. So, no one's immune to the inefficiency of fundamentals, and that's what we're focused on.
Mike, you touched on something with the preparation. Josh Sitton in the game afterward mentioned in the locker room that the tempo has been really good in practice, but then it seemed like it slowed down during the game. Have you noticed that? Are things kind of maybe a little bit slower, and you've got good tempo in practice, and things just don't quite translate on game day?
Well, I mean, we're talking about practice too. I mean, it's things are different in that environment, but I thought the tempo was on the offense was excellent there for the first series. And I think with the when you start getting the three and outs, it's the energy, the urgency, frankly probably trying to do too much certain times, and you've seen a little bit of that throughout the game. But yeah, tempo is all about the urgency and energy, and we definitely had a big lull there in the second quarter.
Mike, in a situation like this, what is the best thing each individual player can do to help get things back on track?
Yeah, look in the mirror, however how you want to rephrase to it. I mean, it's I've never been a huge believer in tell your football team, hey, don't read the paper, or don't read the internet, and the social media, because the fact of the matter is they need to read it. You know, they need to be aware of what's out there, because, you know, we get to come to work every day. We get to, you know, we have each other all day long to work and grind and stay after the commitment. But, you know, we all have families. They have to listen to it, and they're obviously aware of it, and there's no one more protective, you know, of each player than their family. So it's part of the business. It's not a fun part when you lose, and frankly it's a motivation, I think, for all of us to, you know, protect our families. So the best way to do that is win.
Let's talk about one guy that everybody's pulling for, and he made some things happen yesterday. Jared Aberderis, first NFL catch, 4 catches, 57 yards, really nice catch on the 32-yarder, and he got popped.
Big plays. Jared really has been, the last month has really done very well in practice. So it was just a matter of time before he was going to be given an opportunity. And you love it when you see a young guy, especially coming off the injury that he had in training camp and was having an excellent training camp up until that point. So I don't think anybody should be really surprised by that, because the way he was playing there early in training camp. So, yeah, very happy for him to get in there. And, you know, we just now need to get him healthy.
All right, next up, our special guest. He is tight end Justin Barillo. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show. Show. Our special guest is here, and he is tight end Justin Perillo. Justin, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
How about
thanks
that?
Thanks
plenty
for
of applause,
thank
handshakes,
you.
Everything all go around.
Thanks for having me.
Burst on the scene with a 24-yard catch on 3rd and 15. We're going to see that with Larry on the Telestrator later. And you had a touchdown late in the fourth quarter. Man, you don't go in quietly. You just make big things happen right off the bat.
I was very excited to make those plays, but just got to do my job and just run the route. And just if the play presents itself, I got to make the play.
Justin, you scored the touchdown that made it 18-16 in the waning moments of that game. Was it exciting to be on the field with that much at stake?
It was very exciting. I mean, that's probably the biggest game I've ever played. And I mean, coming from Maine, play like 10,000 people there, and then coming to Green Bay, 75,000-80,000 people, just to be on the field at that time, it was awesome.
Sometimes we forget about stuff like this, Justin. I think I brought it up to you earlier in the week. You were on the practice squad October 14th. 1 month later, you're making these big plays. Is that like pinch me type stuff, or is this the belief that you always had that you could do stuff?
It's just when just got my opportunity. I had to make the best of it. Last year, got put on the practice squad, then got activated. Didn't play as much as I am right now, but same thing happened this year. Practice squad again, and just had that in the back of my mind the entire time about last year when I got on the practice squad. So. You never want to get cut, but I was happy enough to be back with this great organization and then work my way up to the active roster again.
Justin, something that has stood out since the day you got here was you are a natural catcher. It seems to come very easy for you. Where does that come from?
Probably just playing sports my entire life. I mean, definitely I think my playing basketball my entire life, just knowing how to use my body, because I was a smaller guy playing basketball too against these 6'7", 6'8", some even 7-footers. So I had to learn how to use my body and then go up and get the ball and attack it. And that translates to football too, using your body and go up and get the ball.
All right, so it's time for the brag segment now, Justin Perillo style. You're the former Delaware basketball player of the year, high school player of the year. Yeah. Are you the best baller on the team? We've heard James Starks talk about how he shut down Johnny Flynn from Syracuse. He was on his high school team. Devontae Adams doing these YouTube-type dunks. What about you?
I don't know. I mean, in the offseason, the guys get together in the gym and play, but I haven't played with any of them yet. I don't want to take the chances of getting an injury. But maybe one time I'll have to go down there and play and see where I stand with all the other guys.
That sounds good.
Justin grew up in Delaware, went to school in Maine, so you're kind of an East Coast guy.
Yeah.
How has the transition to the Midwest gone? Any different for you, or the same type of folks and so forth?
It's the same type of folks. I mean, Maine is very similar to Green Bay, I would say. The weather is the same. It's colder here, though, because of the lake and the wind effect, but we get a lot of snow in Maine. But just the people are just awesome here. I mean, just how they back this team and the community is just great.
What is it like to have Aaron Rodgers in a post-game press conference notice, obviously, what you did with those catches and say, you know what, maybe he needs more opportunities.
I mean, I haven't heard that yet, but that's great to hear. That's great to hear for for a guy to say that of how great of a player he is and all the stuff he's done in the past and as a player. I mean, that's just amazing.
Justin, you came up the hard way as an undrafted free agent. Does that affect you in the way you go about this business of pro football?
You know, I would say coming out of high school, I only had one offer, so I just had to come each day and just keep on working hard, and I think that translated over to the pros too. Each and every day I got to work hard.
Is there something to that, the whole chip on the shoulder mentality? Is that kind of how you've lived your life for a while?
I would say so, yeah. High school, I mean, just getting one offer, I mean, that definitely puts a chip on your shoulder, and it just happened the pros too, undrafted. Fortunate enough to get a call by the Green Bay Packers and just have to have that chip on your shoulder, just come in and just work hard each and every day.
Now, occasionally, Justin, I've seen you long snapping, like for punts at practice. Now, as a veteran of that job, I don't know if you want that job, but where is that coming from? Just, hey, why don't I give it a shot, or have you done it before?
I did short snapping on field goals at Maine, and I did that. And then my agent was telling me it's just another thing to, in the pre-draft, just another thing to put on your resume for teams to look at and say you can snap the ball. And I just got to keep on practicing. I mean, I wouldn't mind doing that either. I mean, I would love to play tight end too, but whatever gets me on the field, I'll do whatever.
Well, Justin, good luck in the future.
Thank you.
All right. Justin Perillo joining us right here on the Mike McCarthy Show. Next up, Larry and Justin on a Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
In the shotgun, ready to go. Slot left, slot right. Snap to Aaron Rodgers. Looking, steps up, throws the middle. Yes! Touchdown! And the Packers are a two-point conversion from getting this game tied.
Welcome back. We're going to hit the Telestrator with Justin. And Justin, naturally, we're going to look at your first career touchdown. First of all, could you show us where you're at in the formation there?
Right here.
Okay.
Right to the right.
And what's the name of the route you're running?
It's just a basic route, 10 to 12 yards.
Okay. And so let's snap the ball and watch you run that basic route. And you will go 10 to 12 yards and then break in. And at this point, stop it right there. At this point, Justin, are you just looking at Aaron? Are you looking at the defense? Do you have to find a spot? What is going on?
Well, I'm looking to find a hole, but I'm looking just to run my route and just keep it going and try to find. He'll find the hole, and he'll put the ball where it needs to be. And, you know, he does. So I just keep him running my route. That's what he does, yeah. So I just keep him running my route and just not slow down at all and just make the catch.
Tough catch, tight coverage, and it's your first career touchdown. I didn't notice at the time during the radio broadcast. Did you hit the stands and do your first Lambeau Leap?
Yeah, I did. I did, actually. I was kind of hesitant to do it or not because we know we were going for the two-point conversion, so I was kind of looking around, and I was just like, all right, I'm going to do it real quick. It'll be a quick one. So I just jumped up there, put my hands up there, and then got right back down.
Was it easy to get up there, or is that a little higher than it appears sometimes?
It's a little higher than it appears, but it was pretty easy to get there. All that adrenaline's going through you, and you know you're going to get it, and if you don't, I got a lot of family and friends who would just be making fun of me, so I needed to get up there.
Did you get any beer spilled on you?
No, I didn't. I didn't get any beer spilled on me.
Terrific catch, first career touchdown, but it wasn't your toughest catch of the day. I want to go back to another play now, and we can cut to the chase. Aaron Rodgers finds you downfield, and you are tightly covered, Justin. Stop it right there. Okay, let's run it back a little bit. Okay, Justin, tell me about concentration. Tell me about focus. Tell me how you got this thing done with the here Whitehead hanging all over you.
Well, you just got to, as a tight end, you're going to go across the middle. You're going to take hits. So you just got to suck it up going across and make the catch. So I knew he was tight coverage on me. I saw the two safeties too. So I just had to show late hands and then put my hands up late and make the catch and just take the hit.
Let's roll it back just a second or two and take one more look at it for posterity. That's far enough. Here we come. I'll tell you what, well done,
thank
Justin
you.
Perillo. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having
we'll
me.
We'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment. Stay with us.
Yeah. Out of the pistol, here's the snap. The handoff goes to Joy Bell, getting to the outside.
That's
he's
ripped away.
Down by Demarius Randall for a loss of one.
And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, Demarius Randall, you said it on this show probably about a month ago. There's no rookie thing anymore. He gets the start, recovers the onside kick, did some really nice things against Calvin Johnson, really played well overall.
I mean, he's a heck of a football player. I mean, just a young, you know, young guy that battles. You know, I love his temperament. I love the way he plays. And really, almost made another huge play there with the, you know, almost interception there on the slant play there. So, playing very well. Big play on the onside kick, but you know, I think he's definitely earned his spot, and I tell you, it's going to be, I think it'll be some time before it changes. I just see a young man getting better and better each week. He's physical, he comes up with tackles, and you know, he definitely has a nose for the football.
Mike, I thought it spoke volumes when you guys had no problem whatsoever putting Demarius out there against Calvin Johnson. I mean, the elite of the elite wide receivers. No problem. He goes out there just fine.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, Calvin made a huge catch on the sideline there. And, you know, other than that, you know, he did a heck of a job. Like I said, I thought the slant play, particularly with the defense that we're in and based on what Stafford saw in the one-on-one matchup, the room that he had to work on him. I mean, that's a big-time play.
You guys did get pressure on Matthew Stafford, but no sacks for the third straight week. Sometimes sacks can come in bunches. Sometimes it doesn't mean as much. How do you look at that whole situation?
Well, to me, you know, you look at everything throwing a football. I thought the pressure was there, but there was pressure there that we had sack opportunities, and I think we're all kicking ourselves there with the two opportunities we had on that last drive. So, that's part of the big play production that we did not have enough of, both offense, defense, and special teams, and we need to do a better job in that category.
Mike, the good old-fashioned screen pass has been around forever because it's a terrific play, and it's been terrific for you guys the last couple of ball games.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's really, you know, important. It's a in my mind, it's a primary concept. You have to have it in your game plan. I think particularly when we're calling it is probably the most important thing. And we've been heavy pass, particularly late in the game, and we've had great production. And you know, we have very athletic offensive linemen that do an excellent job getting out, you know, and throwing their blocks on the defensive secondary.
All right, next up, we'll get you ready for the Minnesota Vikings. You are watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe provided by the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay, offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street, Green Bay.
And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, not much needs to be said. Vikings week, you go there, they're the division leaders, and they already have Beat Green Bay t-shirts, so big week.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, they're playing very well. I mean, I think that's the first thing you notice. I think they won, what, five in a row. So tough game over there last year, but, you know, something that you can draw from. And yeah, it's division time. You know, we've talked about this four-game stretch, and they're definitely playing the best right now, and this will be a good victory for us.
Mike, Adrian Peterson laid a couple hundred rushing yards on the Oakland Raiders, but you're coming off a game held the Lions under 2 yards a carry, like 1.7. Pretty good way to tune up to play some run defense in Minnesota.
Definitely. But you know, this is a run game that is committed. I view them kind of as the old school run the football, where you pound it 1 or 2 yards in the first quarter, 2 or 3 in the second quarter, 3 and 4 in the third quarter, and then eventually it comes out. Because if you look at, you know, their run game, they actually are leading the league, or you know, close to leading the league in negative runs, but they're also number one in the league in total yards rushing. So they do an excellent job staying committed to the run, and obviously Adrian Peterson is having another great year, and he'll definitely be the focal point for our defense.
It seems like since Mike Zimmer has been there as coach, Mike, defensively they've really gotten after it.
Yeah, good defense. They've got good defensive personnel, and you know, they're now in their second year of their system, so I think that's when you really see, you know, the impact of a good coach, and they're definitely playing his style, and you can see they're very fundamentally sound. So this will be a good challenge for offense.
All right, good luck in Minnesota, Mike.
Thank you, Lance.
All right. And we'll talk to you after that Vikings game. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show. Please watch us next week as well. Thank you very much.